Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. I'm still not 100%. Just took some gimmicks, as we call it here in the business. I think I can make it through the show here today. And the After Dark Show, which is coming up 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. In which today I will be talking about my trip to go see the George Norrie live show at the Everett Historic Theater this past, I think it was Saturday night. Same night as the WWE pay-per-view. A lot of stuff happened. And we'll get into all of it here on the show today. Plus, we'll take your emails and text messages, maybe even your calls as well, we shall see. But that's 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, a different show. Today, we got a lot to talk about, including Dynamite 300, which is tonight. Five matches have now been announced for the show. We'll go over the lineup for that. Six, if you consider that they're also taping Collision 100 after the Dynamite show here tonight. And then, of course, we have got all of the rest of the news. A lot of people are either injured or returning from injury or just on their way back. Everybody from Chad Gable, Miz, Adam Copeland, Ruby Soho, Ty Mello. We got some information on all of them. And also, we'll be talking about Wembley Stadium. Tony Khan was on the Rich Eisen show and explained why they did not go to Wembley for All In this year, why the show is going to be taking place at Globe Life Field in Texas in just 10 days now. So we'll talk about that and plenty more. Filthy Tom joins us here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This part of North Carolina has always been rural, and we'd like to keep it that way. There's a saying that a farmer's last crop is housing. When they get to the end of the farm's life, they sell it and develop it. With solar projects, that's one more crop they can harvest, generating a stable income for them and tax revenue for our community. We would hate to see this place become another suburbia, and this way we don't have to. A solar farm is still a farm, and that's what we want around here.
Sponsored by the American Clean Power Association.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What's up, Tom?
Not too much, Brian.
You're
what's
furiously
going on?
Working on something. What are you doing over there?
I was typing to the YouTube chat.
What are you doing in there? I don't see you. Oh, the YouTube chat. Oh my God, you're on that one?
Yeah, I peruse it every day. I figure you are the sheriff of Twitch, so I shall be the sergeant of YouTube.
So who are you there?
Tom Lawler.
I don't see your name.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm looking at it right now. You, I don't see any Tom Lawler there.
Well,
Johnny California?
Buddy, I'm on there. Don't worry. Anyways, not too much is going
Everyone's saying hi to you, but I don't see your messages. Maybe I have you blocked. Unless you're, no, you definitely are not Funky Pluck. Yeah, I think you're on the wrong chat, dude. I think you're on the wrong chat.
Listen, bonehead, I'm in the right chat.
Hey,
just because you don't see it doesn't mean anything.
Hey, YouTube
and
chat.
Anyway, nobody cares. Move on. Let's talk about wrestling.
Would you shut up for a second? Hey, YouTube chat, have you seen Tom in there? Find out here. Oh, look at that. I don't see Tom yet.
So somebody just goes,
who?
Okay, well, keep reading, buddy.
Riff Raff. What's Tom's name? I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Don't know what to tell you. Why don't you type something in there? Then we'll see what comes up. Yeah, no one knows what your name is. Oh, there you go. You boneheads. You got a check mark next to your name. That's pretty fancy. Are you, like, special or something? Why do you got a check mark?
Verified.
You're verified.
From that one time I punched Dave Kaplan.
Verified
20
on
years
YouTube.
Ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway. We got AEW Dynamite 300 tonight. And, I mean, got five matches announced. Six, actually, because it's Dynamite and Collision taping. So that's good that they announced it before the show on Wednesday. Usually they wait till afterwards. But we got six matches that are official for the show tonight. And they've sold a lot of tickets. There's a very good chance they're going to have 4,000 people in the building tonight.
Where does it take place, Brian?
An excellent number. Let's see. Where is it tonight? I think it's... is it Pittsburgh? Or no, that's where WWE was.
Yeah.
Where's Dynamite 300? The Toyota Arena, Ontario, California. The Young Bucks, hometown, basically.
Yeah, it's way out in the suburbs, actually. Which, like, if you live in L.A., to go to that show, that's quite a chore.
Yeah, 5,000 tickets, actually. I apologize. Yeah,
well, that's good for that arena. New Japan has run shows there in the past, maybe about one a year. And I don't think they've even come close to 5,000 the last few times. So,
well, according to WrestleTix, their year-to-date average, which I presume takes into account pay-per-views, I would think. Or maybe that's just for Dynamite. But it's 3,300, and this one is fixing to hit 5,000. So, very good number. We've got Okada versus Kota Ibushi taking place tonight. I was going to say we'll find out how Kota Ibushi is looking tonight, but he's wrestling Okada, so we'll see the we're going to see the AW television version of this match is what we're going to see tonight. And that's nothing against AW. That is a statement on Okada and Kota Ibushi, mostly Okada. We got Mercedes against Mina Shirakawa for the TBS title. We got what is described here. And I don't know if they're advertising it this way. Somebody tell me if they're advertising it this way or if this is just from our site.
No. It's advertised this
way. It is?
I know what you're talking about because I saw the graphic.
Okay. Well, in a heroes versus villains six-man tag, it is Bandido, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly versus Takeshita and the Young Bucks, which sounds freaking awesome.
It's a tie-in with Superman.
I see.
Why okay. It's heroes versus villains.
Well, we got another heroes versus villains match. Swerve and Ospreay versus Dralistico and the Beast Mortos, which sounds awesome. And we have the All-In Casino Men's Gauntlet Qualifier. The winner of this match is number two in the gauntlet. MJF, Brody King, Anthony Bowens, AR Fox. I just have this feeling. I have this feeling it's either Anthony Bowens or AR Fox. One of these two guys that can't catch a win is winning tonight. And I presume that MJF ends up getting screwed by old Mystico. But who knows? We'll see.
Whoever ends up winning that casino battle royal gauntlet at All In, they really need to be careful about this big bill that's going through Congress right now. Because if you're a gambler, you could get hit with huge penalties upon winning. So they better start lobbying in D.C., if you know what I mean.
Well, AEW Collision 100 also has FTR versus the Outrunners, which, again, I don't know why they didn't just do this match in Kent, because it would have been a great match with incredible heat because, you know, Truth is from the area. But literally, they just did a long interview to set up the match in a different town. Whatever. So that's coming up for Collision 100, which does air this Saturday. Now you've got everyone in the chat talking about Big Bill.
Not that Big Bill.
Are we sure that Big Bill didn't just pass through Congress? It's hard to miss.
Whoever wins that casino battle royal better watch out for Big Bill.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the lineup for the show coming up tonight, and we'll review that with Dave later on this evening. Should be a fun time as always, so check it out, everybody. You know, by the way, Tom, I'm still upset that I'm not going down to Vegas to go to that clown motel and the UFO highway with you because of your current physical state. But I did get to go see George Norrie literally in concert on Saturday night. And I wish you would have been there with me. But you weren't, so you're going to have to listen to all of the details on After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today on Sports Byline, YouTube, and Twitch.
Will I?
So yes, you will. So please check it out. And wait till you see the picture I'm going to use for the front page, because I'm going to talk about... You've seen Bigfoot footprints, right?
Yeah.
Well, I saw something you ain't going to believe. We'll talk about it today.
Hold on.
Yes?
Two cold Scorpio?
Tom, just listen to the show today. All right. AEW is not in Wembley for All In this year. They're at Globe Life Stadium in Texas. And, you know, I got a lot of heat because I was deciding whether to go or not. And I ultimately decided I wasn't going to go. And I mentioned there's just so much to do. I mean, there's a Ring of Honor show. There's three WWE shows. There's probably going to be a six-hour AEW show.
Brian, not only that, the 664th annual Kirk Pinar Turkish Oil Wrestling Championships, the Olympics of Turkish Oil Wrestling takes place this weekend. So
you're an absolute
hours and hours.
So the point is, I mentioned all of that, and then people got mad. You know, it's all WWE's fault. They're running all these shows, you know, this and that. And, I mean, you realize when you go to a WWE WrestleMania, there's like 75 other shows that weekend. I still managed to go. I think the biggest issue is it's really expensive to fly to Texas. I mean, and between flying to Texas and rooms and everything like that, we were looking like over $1,000, and we're not doing like a live Q&A or anything to, you know, offset it. So, no, it's much easier to stay at home and cover all of these shows. If the show were in Vegas, that'd be one thing. But it wasn't in Vegas. If the show was in Wembley and we had a live Q&A and, you know, had 150 people show up, that's another thing. But, no, I just... I was not going to pay $1,000 to do a last-minute trip for All In. But anyway, the point is, it's not in Wembley. And Tony Khan on the Rich Eisen show said it will be back in Wembley next year. Coldplay, he said, had booked the weekend out years in advance. And that's why they didn't go back this year. Because of Coldplay booking it out years in advance. So that's the story. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now I got blokes that don't believe me because they're trying to price stuff out. This guy goes, I live in Denver. The front... Well, listen, first off, I don't live in Denver. I live in Seattle. I got to go from Seattle to Texas. I got to fly in Friday because it's a long way away. And then I'm staying there Friday, Saturday. I would go home Sunday. So you're talking two nights in a hotel and a flight from Seattle, even on Frontier. It's what do you want me to do, brother? I'm going to sleep on the side of the road? Huh? I'm going to drive to Denver and fly out from there? What do you want me to do? Not going. Okay? It is not WWE's fault. Just the way it is. All right.
You don't want to blame Goldberg.
Why would I blame Goldberg?
Goldberg.
What does he have to do with anything? What are you talking about?
You got to stay home. So you'll watch that Saturday night's main event.
I could watch it from there.
While you're in the arena?
Well, no, but I mean, I can't watch it while I'm watching the other show on my couch. I got to watch it afterwards. It's not like I can't go and also watch everything, okay? I could do that. But it's a lot of stuff to do, and it would involve a lot of flying and a lot of paying for rooms, and this is Texas that we're talking about here. So I'm not going. Everyone leave me alone.
I don't know why you have to blame Goldberg, but...
Chad Gable's undergone surgery. He'll be out of action for quite a while. He says, "What's up, dudes? I made it." He said he would be back quicker than you can say gracias. So, is it true, Tom, that El Grande Americano is the speed champion?
To my knowledge, yes.
Interesting. Well, luckily, he was on the show Monday, old El Grande Americano. So my guess is that he is going to be defending that title.
You know, he looked more to me like El Venti Americano.
He looked like El Grande Americano had been stretched on one of those racks. You know, those gimmicks that they put you on and then kind of stretch you out.
Torture rack?
Yeah. He was just an elongated version of El Grande Americano. El Elongue Americano is what he was. He was elongated. That was weird.
Listen, nice try, but it's not my fault you didn't get the Starbucks joke.
We've got The Miz. And this was reported by Brian Alvarez to his subscribers on X. He should be back soon. They finished season 1 and 2 of American Gladiators, which is being taped in London, because why not? And he should be back soon. Everyone's also talking about, what about, I don't know about Wardlow. Why do you want information about Wardlow? I don't know. I don't know what that guy's been doing. He's been gone forever. Yes, there are a lot of stories about Wardlow, but there's a lot of stories about a lot of people in AEW. And the fact is, when I see the guy, I'll believe he's back. Until then, I don't know what's up with this guy. But apparently he was also on American Gladiators in London. Him, Camille, your main man, Boogs, Jessica Roden, and Jesse Godders. They were 5 of the 16 gladiators in this reboot. Miz was the host. Can you believe it?
Yes.
You can't.
I could not believe if The Miz was a gladiator.
If you were a gladiator, that'd be different.
Yeah. Boogs, I think, has found the perfect job.
And Boogs and Wardlow.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Maybe Camille as well. I don't know. That's another one who vanished. That's somebody who was benched. I hate to tell you guys, benched. Yeah.
You know what actually would have been even better for Boogs? Would have been Battle Dome.
Oh, yeah?
That was still around.
Yeah, it's not still
maybe
around.
We should have gone back and watched some old Battle Dome.
I think we should watch some of the new season of American Gladiators with Ole Miss. I mentioned I'd never watched American Gladiators in my life.
What?
Yeah, and then someone said, actually, you and Vinny reviewed one of the shows that Hulk Hogan hosted. And I very, very vaguely remember this now, but it certainly made no impression on me whatsoever, clearly.
You never watched the one that Rico Constantino won?
Nah.
Yeah.
Former champion. Didn't care. I was busy being an athlete. Didn't need to watch it on television.
You wouldn't make it out of the prelim rounds on American Gladiators. Get out of here.
Everybody always says that. They talk a big game, you know? They talk a big game, but...
You couldn't even win the one that was on Nickelodeon if you tried.
Tell me more.
You wouldn't make it up that aggro crag.
Yeah. Your words don't bother me, Tom. Your ignorance. Adam Copeland posted a statement on Tuesday. His 33rd anniversary in wrestling. 33 years he has been doing this. He had his first match July 1, 1992. Began training with Ron Hutchinson and Sweet Daddy Siki. Golly, he could have been in the YWF. If only he'd been a little closer. He posted on Instagram saying, on Canada Day 33 years ago, I made my wrestling debut in Oakland Raiders Zubaz and a pair of Converse. Nowhere to go but up, he said. I wouldn't say that. He didn't start in the YWF. Everywhere you can think of, from Moose Landing, Monterey, Blood Vein. What's with these weird names in Canada? What's up with these people? Been a long, fruitful, soul-expanding, soul-diminishing, amazing, frustrating, exhausting, exhilarating journey over 3 decades. He says, I won't last a lot longer, so I shall soak in every second. Thank you for coming along for this ride. Well, he better last longer, because they got a whole run with him and Christian for those tag titles. I mean, the way this is going, he's going to have to be 70. So we'll see when he comes back. Think anyone special is going to be back tonight on Dynamite 300, Tom? It's a special show.
I myself am hoping for Britt Baker.
Yeah?
To make her return.
Yeah, I wouldn't hold my breath on that one, but who knows? I'm going to do something.
Does it include hosting this show?
All right. Dynamite Episode 1. This was the card. Cody Rhodes and Sammy Guevara. Okay, Sammy could be there. MJF and Brandon Cutler. You could run that back, except you're not, because MJF's already in a match. Pac and Hangman Page. Hangman can be there.
We haven't seen Pac in a long time.
I think he's injured.
Maybe that's why.
Riho and Nyla Rose, which was a singles match for the inaugural AEW Women's title. And the main event was the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega versus Jericho, Santana, and Ortiz. I could see Jericho making a return on Dynamite 300. But guess we'll see. Guess we'll see who ends up being there. All right. Ruby Soho, back training again. She had a baby with Cool Hand Ange. And she's getting back into the ring and training for her big return. So best of luck to her. And hopefully she'll be back pretty soon. Their daughter, Evie, was born on Halloween. What a day to be born. Halloween. So that's good news. And also, apparently, Maria is going to be having a third baby. So congratulations to them as well. A lot of good baby news.
A miracle.
Your main, I would say your main man, but she's a female, but it is 2025. Siri will be taking a break from stardom. Says, I've been wrestling for 17 years, thought about it long and hard. I've decided to take a break from stardom. I will train overseas, level up my game even more. My loss to Saray was really frustrating. Yes, they had Saray versus Siri. I won't go out like this. I want to hold that IWGP again. That's why I made this decision. I'm sorry to everyone who's looking forward to my appearance in the ring. I will be back in a Stardom ring one day. What does this mean, Tom? Should go in AEW, WWE, MLW? What do you think?
I mean, I was quite surprised when I read this news, but, I don't know. I don't know where she fits in anywhere at the moment when I think about it, but especially in AEW, I guess I could see her going to NXT, but I really didn't feel like that was what was coming out of this statement. Maybe she's going to do similar to what Miyu Yamashita has done and work a ton of different shows. Maybe I'll get lucky and I'll get to see her in MLW. But I don't know, but I'm going to be watching regardless. I'll tell you that much. Shuri, one of the best wrestlers on this planet, if you ask me, and you did. So I'm telling you.
Well, she did say she was going to level up.
Please,
imagine. I can't imagine her on Level Up. Can you imagine?
Maybe God. She'll be in season 3 of LFG.
Oh, my God. Syrian LFG? Bully correcting her on her technique?
Is it time for her to evolve?
God. Anti-Mello hopes that AEW brings in those women's tag team titles. I think there's about 8 titles that AEW should get rid of and then bring in the women's tag team titles. I would be fine with that. We certainly don't need multiple sets. Just too many belts, but I would be fine with that one. Yeah, this guy says Bully could teach Syria to throw a kick. Well, back in a moment with the NXT Report, Observer Live.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi is no longer on the program, but old habits die hard. Hopefully he'll make his triumphant return someday. But in the meantime, we have Filthy Tom. How are you, Tom? Did you watch NXT last night?
Did you have a glitch? Did you revert back to the beginning of the show?
I have said that so many times. It just comes out. All right. Now, are you, did you watch NXT? I like this show.
I did. You ask me this every single week.
Well, sometimes things come up.
No, man. Hey, if I'm on this show, I'm watching whatever's on the night before, hook or by crook. Well, no matter how good or bad it is.
On the subject of Sempervivi, sometimes I'd ask him and you never knew the answer. But you're telling me you're always going to watch NXT. You know what that means, don't you? That means something's going to happen next week and you're not going to be able to watch NXT. And you're going to have to explain how it was a one-time thing and you always watch the show and blah, blah, blah.
I didn't say I always watch NXT. I said I always watch whatever's the night before. Mm. And sometimes the days get switched around.
Well, what'd you think of this show?
I thought this show was there.
Really?
I thought it happened. It was fine. It moved some storylines along. But it's not like I was dying for more once it was over.
Wow. Well, it opened up with Joe Hendry and Wes Lee.
What? You're okay.
What?
Go ahead.
Listen, hey, I got a love-hate relationship with this show. I'm not going to tell you this show was good if it sucked. Because there are times when it sucks, and I'm going to let you know about it. I thought this show was fine. Maybe even good.
I said, that's essentially what I said. I said it was fine.
Yeah, I said it was
happened.
Just a show. That
it
means you
there.
Were bored.
Well.
Thank
yes.
you. Joe Hendry and Wes Lee had a match. And, I mean, the one thing I will say about this show is, my God, this crowd was on fire for this show. Great heat for this match. And the most amazing thing is the most over guy in this match, and maybe on this show, was Santana, who's had like four appearances ever in NXT. And Tyson and Tyreek tried to interfere, and Santana ran down to take him out. And this, it was like Stone Cold Steve Austin showed up. They were going wild for Santana.
Yeah, because if you don't see his face, you're like, holy crap, Roman Reigns just ran in. And sort of beating somebody up.
Well, Joe, his
Santana
finish,
is huge. He looks awesome out there.
He got the win, and they will be facing off for the TNA title with Trick in a three-way coming up at Slammiversary. Then we had a segment with Sol and Zarya and
Tatum
and Izzy. Okay, now this is one of those things on the show that like I will critique. So, Sol and Zarya, as far as I know, are baby faces. Izzy is a heel. And Tatum is a baby face, or at least the fans love her, okay? So the story is that the baby faces are upset that Tatum is cozying up with a heel, okay? The problem is, if you actually watch the show, which I do, Sol and Zarya are just, they're so mean to Tatum all the time. And Izzy is nice to her all the time. And so, like, as a viewer, I'm supposed to be upset that Tatum is actually going along with a person who's really nice to her all the time. So this was weird. She left with Izzy. We had Luca coming out for a promo. And then Tony came out and they went back and forth arguing. And then Stax came out. And long story short, Luca ends up punching out Tony D, but then he turns and he punches out Stax, and he reveals, my loyalty is only to myself. And then he leaves, and Vic Joseph says, We are left with more questions than answers. And I thought, no, we're not, Vic. I know everything now. What do you mean we're more questions than answers? He answered all the questions. He isn't with either guy. He's with himself. But Vic, in storyline, funny thing is, like, Vic, I actually like Vic as an announcer, but he says stupid stuff all the time. I don't know why I give him a pass. Maybe because he seems like a nice guy. I don't know. But this was a dumb thing to say. We had some setup for this Yoshiki Inamura versus Jasper Troy match. The winner gets Obafemi, which made me really mad a couple of weeks ago, but it turned out fine tonight. Miles Bourne beat Lexus King. Miles Bourne has a new finish. The zigzag. Can you believe it? You need a new finish, brother.
Well, and it was mistimed.
Yeah.
Which was even worse. But
did I ever tell you that I think I'm the guy that named the zigzag?
No.
Yes. Dolph Ziggler debuted like 20, 25 years ago or whatever. And I was on the phone with somebody there. And they were like, we're trying to come up with a name for Ziggler's finisher. You got anything? I was like, I don't know. What about the zigzag? And next thing you know, that's the name of his finish. Which I think, by the way, he absolutely hated that name. So
yeah, I was going to say, yes. Like, you owe this person.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
a debt
Dolph.
Of gratitude.
I'm sorry, Nick. That was my fault. Lainey Reed and Thea Hale. It is all right. The problem is that Thea, she's a good worker, and she was so over when she was in Chase U. And then they killed off Chase U. They killed off her association, and she is just floundering. And nobody really cares about her. They always put her with people that are more popular. Like, anyway. So the finish is Lainey tries to get the pin using the ropes. The ref catches her. She then uses the ropes a second time and doesn't get caught. That's the finish.
Wasn't she a baby face when she debuted?
Thea?
No.
Lainey?
Yeah.
God only knows, dude. She's only been on like three shows.
Yeah, she came out from the crowd that one time.
I think
and then the
did,
next
yeah.
week she had a title match, and she was clearly the baby face.
I don't know, man.
And now she's a cheating, you're asking a me cheating on this Southern, a sassy Southern Belle cheating heel athlete.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Charlie and Tavion had a meeting. Tavion wants a match with Charlie, just like he gave to Miles. And if he wins, he's out of the No Quarter Catch crew. And Charlie says, if you want it, that's fine, but this conversation we're having, it will not happen again after I win. And they shook hands. Because there's an ironclad contract in the No Quarter Catch crew. Maybe you could join the No Quarter Catch crew, Tom, because it appears to be like a guaranteed contract. And based on, like, you know, Ren Sinclair, like, you never have to wrestle. You just have to stand there and get paid by Charlie. I think it sounds like a good deal. Why are you looking at me like that? Because I dare try to find a way to get you paid to not have to do anything? How dare I? You don't even have to do commentary. Sol and Zarya versus Izzy and Tatum. We had another Vic moment here. Izzy and Tatum are partners, okay? Tatum has chosen to team with Izzy as her partner in a tag team match, all right? Well, near the end, Zarya goes for a spear, but Tatum shoves Izzy out of the way, and Zarya spears her own partner, and Vic says, Tatum just showed her true colors. I was like, what? No, she saved her partner in a tag team match. What are you talking about? And then Izzy pins Sol, which is setting up a North American title match for later on. We had another Chase U segment.
So, yes? I'm assuming Tatum is going to end up in the culling.
I mean, it looked like they accepted her into the culling. And then everybody cheered when she joined the culling. So, like, whatever, who cares? I just love the argument. What, you want us to just, you know, change everybody babyface and heal that this crowd decides is, well, you know, I get what you're saying, but at the same time, you're running the same building every week in front of the same people. So maybe if you have a couple of people that the fans are not going to boo, maybe it's okay to have them be baby faces. I'm saying?
Hey, I'm here to cheer Jada Parker every time she's on TV, so.
Hank and Tank stormed in. Apparently they're fine. They're defending the titles against The Culling next week.
Well, it could be one of those situations. Maybe one of them gets taken out before the match.
Could be.
And they have to fight from underneath and The Culling wins.
Well, if Tank gets taken out, that's your answer. Because he's the one that I thought was hurt. But I could be wrong. Then we had my favorite thing on the show. Inamura and Jasper Troy. Jasper Troy is like fine. You know, he's like a real big dude. And he has a few real big dude moves. Like, he does the black hole slam, he does the choke slam, you know. He does all the moves of the guys that trained him. But this freaking Inamura is a good worker. And, like, you know, he's one of those guys that he does a total Japanese style, which, like, in theory is supposed to not get over in this country and, like, in WWE or whatever. Dude, he's out there firing up and doing fighting spirit. This place is going wild. And he totally carried this match. He carried Jasper. He beat him with the big splash, and now he's going on to face Obafemi for the title. I love this Inamura. He's awesome. And this was a real good match. And then him and Oba had a stare down, and then Javon beat up old Jasper Troy. Well, I guess poor Javon's got another job he's got to be doing.
Yeah, this Inamura rules.
He's awesome, isn't he?
The only thing I don't like is that it makes me wonder if, you know, he's not long for NXT.
Well, in storyline, he went back to Japan, but then, like, unwent back.
A week later.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's coming over permanently. I hope so. He's great. So then we had Jordan Grace doing a promo, and she's interrupted by Fatal Influence. And they go back and forth, and a brawl breaks out, and Blake Monroe runs down to make the save, and the heels bail. Ava announces Fallon and JC. Maybe that could be their team name, Fallon. Fallon and JC. They're going to be facing Jordan and Blake at Great American Bash. Fatal Influence hit the ring again, got laid out again. So for those of you wondering, I mean, I'm pretty sure Blake Monroe is a babyface. I think she's much better served as a heel. But in the short term, hey, she's going to get cheered, so you may as well have her be a babyface early. But she is a babyface in this scenario here. So that was NXT. Any other thoughts? Would you like, not like?
Like I said, I mean, it was fine.
It wasn't fine.
It was there.
No, it wasn't.
It was better than 3 hours of SmackDown.
If there's ever a show that's never just there, it's NXT. There's always something on this show. Kidding me? Whether it's Vic or...
You think we're going to get kind of a, Survivor Series gang warfare style setup coming out of the family's breakup? We're going to have a Tony D with his own family, Stax, and now Luca. I mean, which one of them is going to be the biker gang?
I guess that'd be, Luke, he's going to have the consigliere gang, a gang of lawyers. Yes.
Maybe Ciampa comes back as Thomas Penmanship.
I don't think any of this is going to happen, Tom. But there you go. We need more mobster wrestlers, says Guanzan. Is that really what we need in this business, is more mobster wrestlers in 2025?
Yeah, more people out there copying Big Vito, because there were never any mobster wrestlers before that.
Mm. All right, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What was that you were telling me during the break?
Breaking news, as reported on the Ariel Helwani show. UFC superstar, former national champion wrestler, Bo Nickel will be returning to wrestling. He will compete August 30th in Cleveland, Ohio, for Real American Freestyle Wrestling, the company headed by Eric Bischoff and none other than the Hulkster.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because WrestleTix has got all the information about their debut show, which is August 30th at the Wolstein Center in Cleveland. They are running a 13,000-seat building. It is currently scaled for 4,000 tickets. They have distributed 410. They are averaging 4 tickets per day, which would put them at this rate at 600 tickets by showtime. I think they might do a little better than that, but this is not a well-promoted show at this point.
Under over 2,000.
Under.
I'll take the over.
Will you? All right.
Yeah.
We'll find out, brother.
Yeah. You know what the loser should have to do? They should have to get that old Tyson Kidd haircut.
Which one? I feel like I may have it now.
Yeah, the one that was just the front poofed up like
yours. So you're thinking of doing that? I did that in high school, brother. I've already done it. It's your turn.
The rest was shaved.
All right, listen, we got to get out of here. After Dark Radio in an hour, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, YouTube, Twitch. We'll talk to you in an hour, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.